This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 Omicron vaccines for younger children will soon come to Colorado. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state health department says those vaccines should be available at local public health clinics, primary care offices, mobile vaccine clinics, and many pharmacies this week. Friday, the CDC approved use of the reformulated Pfizer bivalent COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 6 months through 4 years. The agency also approved it for Moderna's Omicron-targeting vaccine for those 6 months through 5 years. The FDA has amended the emergency use authorizations for both vaccines. They offer protection from the Omicron variant of the virus, the most common and dominant in the U.S. today. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Environmental groups are split on a draft plan to release wolves in Colorado. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Chris Smith is a wildlife advocate for Wild Earth Guardians. One problem he sees with the plan released Friday, it says the state could drop legal protections if the wolf population reaches 200 wolves. His organization thinks 750 is a better target.
There's some good elements in it, and it needs scrutiny by commissioners who have extensive scientific backgrounds.
Other wildlife groups say the plan is a solid foundation to minimize conflicts between wolves and people. The public can comment on the draft through February, and the State Wildlife Commission takes a final vote in May. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado will use $170 million of federal funding to expand high-speed internet. It will cover about 15% of buildings in the state that currently lack high-speed broadband. Governor Jared Polis.
Whether you're in Pueblo, Montrose, Sterling, Denver, Walden, or anywhere in our state, you should have the ability to live and work and thrive.
Colorado wants to connect 99% of the state to high-speed internet by 2027. A former head of the Colorado Department of Transportation will lead the Federal Highway Administration. Shailen Bott has been confirmed by the Senate. He left CDOT in 2017. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.